It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
In Michigan, you can hear folks say street for street, which raises the question of, is this a Michigan thing?
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Kurzan. Hello, Ann.
Hello, Rena.
Another Ann asked about this one, correct?
She did. She wrote to us to say, what is going on with this pronunciation? Some of the words that she wrote us about were frustration, where you get the sh instead of the s, stop for stop, and controversial instead of controversial.
Yeah, the controversial, I think, is common, but I'm not so sure that I've heard the SH sound, like with street, for example.
Yeah, but if you listen, you can hear it. And I became really aware of this when I became a professor and I was teaching phonology. I was teaching the sound system, and I always ask students to transcribe words. And I say, now, don't pay attention to the spelling. Pay attention to the way you say it. Transcribe it the way you say it. And some of the students would come in with a word like street, and they would say, I say it street, that I've got a sh in the front of that. And I said, well, that's a variant. And so I've done some digging to try to answer Anne's question. And there are some studies out there in American dialectology looking at this pronunciation. What's happening here is what linguists would call palatalization. And I want to explain what that means.
Please do.
It's interesting in terms of the way we pronounce sounds. This is a sound change, and it can be caused by vowels like E or U or the sound Y when it's near a consonant. What's happening is that we change the place our tongue is when we make the sound. So we're going to explore our mouths for a moment.
Oh, good.
I know. So if you take your tongue and you place the blade or the tip against the top of your teeth, your back of your top teeth, and you back it up a little bit, you feel what's the alveolar ridge.
Mm-hmm.
And when you make the sound that we think of as S, S, you'll notice your tongue is on touching that or coming close to that ridge.
Mm-hmm.
If you back it up a little bit, you'll feel the hard palate.
Mm-hmm.
And when we make the sound sh, your tongue is moving up closer to the hard palate.
Yeah.
So what's palatalization is when part of the tongue moves back toward the hard palate so that a s becomes a sh. Now, the studies of this have been trying to figure out, is this regional? And from what we can tell, it's not. So it's not a Michigan thing. Some people said, oh, it's a Southern thing. It's not just a Southern thing. There was a big study in Columbus, Ohio about it. There's evidence for it in New Zealand, Jamaica, North Carolina. Some of the scholars of this say Jesse Helms has used this, Richard Nixon, Cokie Roberts.
What?
So I wanted to mention an NPR person. There's some disagreement about what exactly is causing the S to turn into a sh. Some people say it's about the vowel. Some people say it's about the t in the STR combination. Some people say it's about the R. But we'll hear it sometimes without the R, as in stop or thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also hear it without the T. Some speakers will have it in a word like screen, where you get screen.
Well, that's just swell. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.